Have you been trying to find a way to record your guitar riffs that you're working on, create your own podcast, or make some remixes?
Or maybe it's something more simple, like recording your child's first words, capturing the sounds of your next family get-together, or just digitizing your record collection. Well, Sound Studio 4 for Mac may be the solution.
Sound Studio 4 is an affordable option for recording and editing audio to help you with whatever project you can come up with.
Find it in the Mac App Store or at macsoundstudio.com.
Ignition sequence start. 5.
Everything.
3. Everything.
Sounds.
Sounds.
This is Everything Sounds.
I'm Craig Shank.
And I'm George Drake Jr. This is Everything Sounds.
From the tiniest towns up through huge cities, at some point, you always end up coming across something like what you're hearing now. Music in a public space, street performing. Of all of the places I've been, it seems like there's nowhere better than New York to catch something like this. And what I love most about these kinds of public performances is when this happens. Life keeps happening while the music continues. Every single performance in a public space is different because every circumstance is going to be completely new. You never know what will happen, who will be there that day, or what the reactions will be.
Well, what if you took that idea of street performing and expanded it? Not just taking it to new places like other streets or parks or subways in your city, but to other cities across America. And just to add a little bit more complexity, what if you did it with a full-size upright piano instead of an instrument that's easier to travel with?
Hi everyone, my name is Dotan Negrin, and this is my dog, Brando. Brando, say hi. And together, with your help, we're going to travel across America with my upright piano.
That was a clip from Dotan's YouTube channel. It took us 2 months to actually meet up with him in person because he was traveling the US, Mexico, and Central America with his project Piano Across America. When we did finally meet him in New York, we had to meet at a coffee shop because he's always on the move.
Unfortunately, we didn't get to meet his dog, Brando, but he does play a vital role in the project that we have to acknowledge. Brando is a Jack Russell Chihuahua mix, and he kind of acts as a traveling companion and a goodwill ambassador for the project.
You know, we like established this like this team, like me and him, we just started traveling together, and I never imagined that he'd be like my little sidekick and almost like Batman and Robin. And we just go places, and because of him, I meet tons of people, you know, just walking the dog in the street. And so he's been a really good point, like a good conversation starter for me, as well as just a big ball of energy and happiness, you know, unconditional love.
Dotan and Brando have taken Piano Across America through 200 cities in only 2 years. The idea seems simple in theory. Just take a piano around the country and play it. However, you have to keep in mind that upright pianos often weigh a few hundred pounds. Dotan not only had to find a vehicle that could transport his piano to each city, but he had to also find a way to load and unload it.
We'll get to the specifics of how he's managed to make these trips happen, but before that, it's probably a good idea to understand why he decided to hit the road. He went to Philadelphia to study theater, and he told us that the experience taught him how to act and perform, but he actually learned a lot more in the 4 years after college from his own mistakes and failures.
I was a struggling actor in New York and trying to you know, make a big break, but I was going to auditions just like everybody else and doing the same routine that every actor was going through, and I was competing with like hundreds of other actors. And I think the biggest thing was that I hated the fact that I was dependent upon directors and producers and agents to actually just practice my art. You know, and I just, after about a year and a half, I was just so frustrated with this process. I'm wasting all this time going to auditions, and that I decided, you know what, I'm going to try to figure out to do this myself. Like, how can I do this in a way where I'm independent, where I'm not dependent on all these people to actually create my art.
He ended up getting a job through a photographer, where he would deliver paintings. He was on the road by himself, and that little bit of freedom allowed him to think about what he wanted to do.
I thought it was so cool that I'm getting paid like $400 to drive to Miami, guys paying for all the gas, and so I'm like, I'm getting paid to travel. It was just such an awesome experience, and I think from there, that was like the big spark that in a way led me to discover this Piano Across America idea. But it took me about a year and a half before I came up with this like really unique and weird idea that I'm just gonna buy a piano and a truck and just hit the road.
So when he made the leap from moving paintings to moving his piano, he wasn't completely prepared for how difficult it was going to be, especially without help.
I was pushing the piano on the streets in New York, and had some cheap dolly, and I hit a pothole, and the piano fell back and landed on my hand, and I broke my finger. He's actually right there. The nail actually fell off, and I literally had to walk to the hospital with like a bloody hand in New York City and get everything fixed. But there was that, and then I've actually had another recent injury from the piano. But yeah, it's been kind of, it's definitely taking a toll on me. To be honest with you, it's...
Early on, it was physically demanding, but circumstances actually took an emotional toll on Dotan too.
Totally honest with you, man. I had so many days there, you know, I would sleep in the car, I had a truck, a box truck in the beginning. I'd sleep in the back, and it was like a studio apartment on wheels, and like, I was like sleeping in like, I was kind of dirty at times. Maybe I shouldn't say this, but... I mean, there were times like there was like a week I didn't shower, or like I was living out on the road. I didn't really have a home. I was, you know, finding a place to shower. I was couch surfing, and I had a lot of struggling moments. And there were many moments when I thought, you know what, maybe this isn't the right idea. My parents are like trying to convince me to go to business school again. And part of what really helped me is social networking, like Tumblr and Facebook. That helped me in a way because. Here there was these people messaging me and like students and college kids who are just about to go into the world and, you know, try to make it themselves were messaging me, telling me how inspiring my journey was. And seeing that kind of motivated me even further to, you know, I'm going to keep going at this, you know, even though I spent all my money after my first trip and I had to go back to the old job and I was struggling again. I was like shoveling snow to make an extra $50 here and there. Oh, dude, it was such a struggle in the beginning.
Dotan's first year wasn't only tough on him. It also had an impact on his family. I mean, how would your parents feel, Craig, if you just decided one day to travel around the country alone, playing on the piano on street corners all across the country?
I know it's a rhetorical question, but my parents had to deal with me moving across the country alone, and I think they were okay with it.
Well, yeah, but you moved for a job. You had something to go to. You didn't just play the piano on the streets.
Yeah, that's a pretty good point.
I know.
Now my parents actually see that, my father sees that, you know, I'm actually making a living and doing what I love, and he's happy that I'm happy. He's very supportive now. He's very supportive. On my first trip, you know, he was kind of sad. I remember he like cried when I left. But he saw it as like, you know, I was young. I was 24 at the time. I'm still young. But he saw it as like, you know, I'm going on an adventure. I'm in my 20s. You know, let him enjoy himself.
Piano Across America started because of Dotan's desire to do something that mattered to him. But over time, he's seeing the project influence other people as well. Sometimes it's just a smile or chipping in some change as they pass him on the street. Other people dance or take their headphones off for just a minute to listen. Regardless of what happens, it's hard to ignore a piano out in a public space, and it can lead to some pretty profound experiences.
It's really amazing to watch how people react when there's beautiful music that's not just, you know, bass in your face. When there's beautiful music with an incredible scene or an incredible environment, together they work hand in hand, and I've had people cry. Like, for example, I actually recently went to Burning Man. I played in Burning Man, which is this vast desert of like almost nothingness, and I pulled out my piano at around 7:30 in the morning while the sun was rising and all the, you know, electronic music was dying down. And as I was playing, people slowly started gathering and gathering around the piano. And there was this moment where I was playing a piece that I was like really, really into it. I don't know why I wanted to cry when I was playing the piece. But when I finished, the man next to me, he looked at me and he's just bawling with tears. And then this woman on a bike to my right, she was crying. And it was one of the most incredibly powerful musical experiences of my entire life. Where, you know, I started crying too, and we're all like hugging, and it was like people who were...
Reactions to street performances almost mirror his approach to Piano Across America. A street performance can disrupt your agenda, even if it's only for a moment, and it could actually lead to something unique that maybe you didn't anticipate.
It takes away from the adventure when you plan too much, and when you plan, I mean, everyone knows that when you plan things never end up working out the way you want them, so... It brings back this sort of like adventure and like this big question mark of you know, I'm just gonna go, I'm gonna talk to people, I'm gonna figure out, you know, what city would be the next place to go, and I'm just gonna figure it out as I go along. And that's sort of how I've been going along with my travels. And the interesting thing is that that's kind of reflected itself in my music. And so I started off street performing, and I would go on the streets and I would just play, you know, just go with the flow and see what happens, talk to people and create on the spot. And there's a benefit to that, and there's also a disadvantage to that in a way, because there's no structure to it. So I'm beginning to find there's a balance between the two that I'm working with.
Piano Across America is still going, and it's still challenging Dotan. Even though its beginnings were rooted in dissatisfaction with areas of his life, Dotan has turned that into a positive experience that he's using to entertain, encourage, and inspire other people.
And so I really hope to inspire other people and other young people that are coming out of college to think outside of the box, outside of the norm, to try to learn how to create their own big break rather than waiting for someone else, or to try to figure out a way to be independent rather than dependent on the boss and this guy, to actually make a living and to create a life for you that you like, rather than, you know, doing what everyone else imposes upon you and what society tells you to do. And so I really hope to inspire other people, and it's part of why I put this little sign on my piano that says, "You owe it to yourself to do something remarkable with your life." Because I figured, you know, rather than just playing piano, maybe I can, you know, inspire the guy walking by, and maybe I can make him think about his life or think about, you know, what he's doing.
We have links to Dotan Negrin's Piano Across America project at everythingsounds.org. While you're there, you can also find links to us on Facebook, Twitter, and SoundCloud, and you can tell us what you think and share the show on your profile. Again, that's everythingsounds.org.
Everything Sounds is supported by Sound Studio 4 for Mac. If you've ever thought about recording music or podcasts or whatever, Sound Studio 4 for Mac is an affordable option for audio recording and editing on your own personal Mac. You can find it in the Mac App Store or at macsoundstudio.com.
And Everything Sounds is a part of the Mule Radio Syndicate. You can find our episodes along with the latest from Decode DC, Here Be Monsters, and Issues at muleradio.net. Thanks for listening. I'm Greg Shank.
And I'm George Drake Jr. This is Everything Sounds.
Piano Across America!
I love it. Love it.